This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former President Barack Obama has harshly criticized President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic as an absolute chaotic disaster, according to a recording obtained by Yahoo News. In the recording, Obama says, "It would have been bad even with the best of governments. It has been an absolute chaotic disaster when that mindset of what's in it for me and to heck with everybody else is operationalized in our government." Yahoo quoted Obama as saying, "What we're fighting against is these long-term trends in which being selfish, being tribal, being divided, and seeing others as an enemy have become stronger in American life." Obama's comments came during a Friday call with 3,000 members of the Obama Alumni Association, people who served in his administration. President Trump has consistently defended and boasted of his response to the virus, saying that travel restrictions from China and Europe, as well as social distancing guidelines, have prevented far greater damage. U.S. regulators have approved a new type of coronavirus test that administration officials have said could be a key to opening up the country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Food and Drug Administration has given emergency authorization for antigen tests developed by Quidel Corporation. Currently, the only way to diagnose active COVID-19 is to test a patient's nasal swab for the genetic material of the virus. While considered highly accurate, the tests can take hours and require expensive specialized equipment. Antigen tests can diagnose active infections by detecting the earliest toxic traces of the virus, rather than the genetic code of the virus itself. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This